cup. Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
That is correct. We are in the air everywhere. The vast power of the iHeart Podcast Network. 3 days a week. Actually, this podcast is 3 days a week, but the overall podcast work and the radio work, 8 days a week. And as Don King used to rant back in the day, scrutinized, despised, politicized, dramatized, chastised, analyzed, moralized, stigmatized, sensationalized, and criticized. That's how we operate here. Well, the one person that does say that happens to them all the time is David Gagon. That's his nickname. David Gascon, who's with us again on the podcast for better
or worse. That's kind of accurate. I think there's plenty of female listeners, a part of your show, that are always encouraging and always kind and
yeah, one of your
showering.
One of your fangirls reached out to me and asked for a power hour for Gascon.
Who?
That I would put you on the radio show and regale in life stories, like a trip down your life with David Gascon.
Oh, that would never fucking happen. Never.
Nor should it happen. You work at the company. This is a way to highlight the callers to the show
but
contributors to the show.
But I've worked with you for the last fucking 6 years, and you don't know...
Has it been 6 years?
Yeah. And then on top of that, like, you don't know dick about me personally, so, like... I know a lot about you.
You've never invited me to your house. You've never... I know that. I've invited you to my house. You've been to my house a few times. Have I been to your house once? Have you ever said, hey, Ben, why don't you come over west of the 405 and hang out? We'll look at the ocean.
You don't like to drive.
No, but I would go, like, I'd stop. Like, Tito's Tacos is opening up June 1st. I love Tito's Tacos.
Really?
Yes, but only for takeout. Only for, like, you have to order it on your app or whatever app they have. So Tito's is opening June 1st. My favorite taco shop, which is not west of the 405, it's just east of the 405.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat there if it was west of the 405. But I could pick up a big box of Tito's and then cruise down, because you're west of the 405, not that far away from there. And, I could pick some tacos up and we're good. There you go. Boom, done. Have a little picnic at the Gascon Estate, but never invited.
So does that mean that you want me to contribute to a power hour with you for an hour?
No, I do not.
You want to think about it?
No, I'm all right. I mean, it's just odd that some people would want that. I mean, stranger.
I know it's a minority group, but you know, there are some people that listen to you that actually like listening to me as well.
Not many.
I don't know if it's alone, but they do like listening to me when I'm working with you. So
yeah,
I don't know if it's necessarily, I think that's a bad thing, right? I know that on this podcast, I know that you can do this alone, so I'm here for the ride. I'm kind of like in that little toy car next to you on the bike, but I think it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. All right. whatever. I mean, it's rambling. Rambling and rumbling and stumbling and all that. I did want to mention before we get into the meat of the Fifth Hour podcast today. I was very happy. I've not yet tweeted out or sent a message out on the Facebook or the Instagram about this Cameo thing. I said I was going to do it. I lied to you. I did not do it. I've only mentioned it here on the podcast a few times, and got another Cameo in there this week. A couple people were looking out and want a little Cameo, so that was kind of cool. So that is still an option if you're interested in that. Cameo.com/ I think it's / Ben Maller, or just search my name on there. I don't know how that all works.
Now, quick question, because I did, I think you directed me there once.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, why are you priced out differently than like Rob Parker and Clay Travis and some of the other people that work here?
Well, you can adjust the price. I figure, like, you know, it's not, to me, it's like, whatever, it's nothing to do these things. The way this will work, like I could charge $500 for these, or, think of some of the people that charge, tons and tons. I mean, some of these people are like outrageous. Like Mike Tyson's on there. I think we mentioned this before. Let me see. Mike Tyson is on Cameo. He charges $500.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, $500 for Tyson to do a video. But he's not available right now because he's training for a fight, so he's not temporarily unavailable. But yeah, you can change it. Now, I'll raise if a bunch of people do this, like this is a get-in price, you know, buy-in price on that,
yeah.
The cameo thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if it becomes a situation where we're getting tons of them, then the price will go up because that's a time commitment. So it's a get-in price right now. But if, you know, at some point when I start tweeting this stuff out, I'll probably have to raise the price because it'll, you know, my time is valuable and all that stuff. But so, for now, it's like, hey, why not?
It's great. So get in while you can, while supplies last.
Yeah, get in before the price goes up.
Yeah.
Right? It's like it's a sale, and eventually...
Everything must go.
Yeah. Like I could match the Rob Parker, Clay Travis level on that if I wanted. I just click a button right now. I got an app on my phone. I can click a button, but
now,
I'm going to keep it... which I think... Let me do the math on this. Hold on a sec. And use some Mahler math. Mahler math, of course, guess gun. A version of math, but not always accurate. So I believe... Let me see here. I'm trying to think of the percentage difference between me and Clay and Rob on Cameo. I think I'm 40% cheaper. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm 40%. You get 40% off. 40% off right now. But if a few of these start coming in, all of a sudden, bump that up. I'll match. I'll match Rob. I'll match Clay.
Now,
I'll do that.
Now, yeah. I think with doing something like this, do you feel more inclined to be different than them? Because I got to imagine the messages are pretty much the same. Obviously, the vocals will be a little bit different. But why not wear a robe? Why not do something that's like a little adds a little more flavor to it? Like, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen. If here's the deal. I usually record these in my studio. The studio here, because I'm in here most of the time.
Yeah.
But if somebody has a request, like the cool thing when you sign up for the Cameo thing, if you say, hey, you have to give a little description of what you want, kind of a point by point of what you're hoping to get in the video, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, hey, can you do this from the beach, or can you do this from the park, or can you do this from your kitchen? Or, you know, I'm fine. I don't care. I'll do it in the kitchen. I'll do it in the living room. It doesn't matter. You want me sitting on the toilet? That might cost more than, you know, my rate right now.
Yeah.
I might have to raise my rate for that, but I'm open to most of those scenarios. Maybe, as I said, if you want to see Bella, you know, Bella's got a price on her head. I'll pick Bella up and show you my dog Bella. So sure, I mean all that's negotiable. Sure,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. Well,
all right. Anyway,
looking forward to it.
And we'll have to get you on there, Gascon, so your Gascon groupies can message you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's all I need is like to be bombed by like a blind Scott request, like every like 5 minutes to do something.
The blind Scott hotties, right?
There
that's,
you go.
Hotties for blind Scotties.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. So we have study and survey this. It's no longer just study this. It's all these studies are about the coronavirus. I'm burned out on that. And they're mostly repetitive, so we'll mix in some surveys into that. Tribute to Penn and Teller, is it real or bullshit? We also have Pop Quiz, which is my favorite part of this particular podcast. So we'll start out with study and survey this. These are actual studies, actual surveys that have been conducted recently, and then we determine whether we believe them or not. You know the bit. All right, so here's one. Researchers who study how pain is processed in the brain, this is from Duke University,
mm-hmm.
have been searching for a pain center in the brain. And they have made, this last couple of weeks, a stunning discovery in the process. Researchers from Duke claim that there is no center for feeling pain, since many brain regions are involved in turning on painful sensations. However, researchers have identified a single area of the human brain that can turn off the feelings of pain. Now, this is a double-edged sword here, Gascon.
Yes.
Because part of the human experience is to feel pain.
Yeah.
It's when you touch a hot stove, you realize you shouldn't do that because you've burned your hand. When you touch a sharp knife. But the other side of that is there are so many people, and many of them are in the Mahler militia, that listen to me at night that say, I can't sleep, I'm in chronic pain,
yeah.
and I I feel so terrible for these people. My mom, in her final years of her life, was in horrific pain, just horrible pain. And so if there's a way to turn that off for people that really need it, that would be a wonderful breakthrough. That would be a game changer for people.
Yeah, that on top of that, that's huge. That'd be a huge shot to the the pharmacies. That'd be a huge shot to the medical industry too, right? Because you get so many people that, and it's unfortunate, but they are reliant on pills, and then some become addicted to pills, pain medication, whatever it may be, and they overdo it from time to time. Or if they need to get that high, they go pills to drinking. Like they have the concoction, they mix it together. So
now if I feel like you're going down a highway where this is true, the study at Duke is correct, but then the New World Order is going to step in and say that the big pharma is going to be like, wait a minute, you guys can't go forward with this because we have to sell pain medications.
Yeah.
We make a lot of our profit because of this. It's like the conspiracies on the internet. If you want to go down this road of the global elite and the shadow governments and all that stuff, they years ago figured out a way for automobiles to run on something other than oil. I'm talking about water. Like this is in the old, in the 70s, there were these stories that popped up and that you could ride automobiles on water, but the people in charge that were the overlords of the oil industry were like, they just bought the patents and they killed it.
Yeah. I think the pharmaceutical industry is a $1 trillion industry. And the way that it becomes that way is most people, I'm included in this, but most people are not educated on how to take care of their own body. And because of that, the body breaks down, some faster than others. And then on top of that, they go to, medication for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes. It doesn't matter what it is. And it's because of pharmaceuticals. The industry pushes pills. You see it all the time. They're advertising for pills all the fucking time. It doesn't matter if it's whatever I just mentioned, erectile dysfunction, you could fucking name it. But if you did something like that to the human brain, that would obviously do wonders for people that are in chronic pain, like you mentioned, your listeners. But at the same time, that'd be a huge gut shot to the pharmaceutical industry. I don't question that at all.
Yeah, yeah. No, listen, I'm curious how this is all going to play out. We'll see what the study, if anything comes of this or not. But there's that old argument in medicine that you're supposed to treat but not heal all the way, right?
Right.
There always has to be a certain number of people that are sick. Otherwise, you got problems, right? Hospitals have to make money, doctors have to make money, and if you find the magic cure to all of life's ails, then the medical industry's up shit creek without a paddle.
Yeah, look at our cell phones. I think you have an iPhone, so
I do.
Our iPhones, we track our battery life, and then all of a sudden your battery life goes from 100% down to 90 to 80 to 70. That breaks down, you gotta get a new battery or you get a new phone. Your apps don't work, you gotta get a new phone. These things are built to buy another one. It's like being a head coach in the National Football League. You're hired to get fired.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's an accurate way. All right, next up on study or survey list, we have eating full fat milk or cheese twice a day could, that's a weasel word, reduce your risk of heart disease.
Wow.
According to a new study, you're a full fat milk guy, or I like cheese, but
man, I fucking love cheese. I love cheese. Cheese and burritos, cheese and tacos. I'll even have cheese on top of a salad, but pizza, you name it, cheese on a burger, chili cheese fries.
Yeah, chili cheese fries are pretty good.
Yeah.
Those are pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I don't know. There's no way. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, it sounds like bullshit. It's like the study. One the study's about coffee. It'll be coffee will help you live a long life, and then a cup a day will kill you.
Yeah.
There's another study about that. So,
are you a milk guy anyway?
No, I don't like it. I like chocolate milk. I like strawberry milk when I was a kid. That's the only way I would do the milk. I'd put some powdered chocolate or powdered strawberry stuff in there.
What about your cereals? What would you...
What's that?
Did you ever eat cereal then as a kid or no?
I'd have milk in the cereal, but I would just a little milk, a little bit, because I didn't like my cereal nobody wants their cereal getting soggy.
No,
you eat that those little what's that cereal with the Little chocolate chip cookies, which is a breakfast cereal.
Cocoa Puffs?
No, not Cocoa Puffs. Little chocolate chip cookies. Like little mini.
Mini Chips Ahoy? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, not that, though. It's some other name. But there's that, and then I use Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I was a big I went through all the big breakfast cereals.
Yeah.
You name it. Captain Crunch. Love that. Can't eat soggy Captain Crunch. It's not good.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
All right, moving on. These are all surveys and studies. A survey says. Survey says that 65% of Americans have given up on their workout routine during the lockdown.
Yeah.
Have you, Gascon, given up on your workout routine during the lockdown?
No, I believe that number, but actually on Wednesday, it's funny you bring this up because on Wednesday, I went through a workout that I normally do. It's like multiple circuits of high intensity training, and I fucking only did half of it. I was like out of gas. I was unmotivated. And then on Thursday morning, I woke up. I was like, I need to fucking do it again. And I hammered it out. I just felt guilty. But like, I feel like a piece of shit if I don't work out, because you said it yourself. Like, you're in your studio 15 hours plus a week.
A day.
Yeah. So like, I'm the same way. Like, if I'm not going outside to exercise, then I'm indoors and I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, and I've changed my workout routine, so I'm not doing anywhere like I did, like the 65%. I'm in the 65%. I'm still working out. I'm just doing it a lot differently. I'm working out like an old person. I'm walking. I'm doing a lot of walking in the blistering hot sun, which I actually have come around to. I like it. I feel like I'm a prisoner that gets my 1 hour a day to go out in the prison yard and walk around with the other prisoners.
Now, do you walk every day? Is that the routine? Like, you walk 4 or 5 miles every day?
The goal is over 5 miles a day, and I do it Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, if I can hornswoggle the wife to go with me, I will do it. But she sometimes is like, let's just stay home. And so I'm like, all right, whatever.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I was waiting for a phone call earlier in the week when you promised you'd call me while you were walking 5 miles, and I never got that phone call. So I was curious if you skipped that day of walking or just skipping that day of calling me back.
Glad that you let that go. Didn't bring that up. And you talked to your shrink and you figured everything out there, right? Yeah, That's good. I like that. I like that you're still frightened by that. I like that. That's good. Yeah. No, seriously, that's solid. That's a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Listen.
Any other things you want to bring up here?
Issues? I was just waiting for you to call me back. That's all I was asking for.
Yeah. Listen, you know, I text you enough. Okay, my time is very valuable. You know, if you want me to get back to you, go on Cameo. I will make a personalized video for you, and anything you want there, Gascon. Any questions you have, just feel free, and don't be shy, don't be bashful. I will be more than happy to help you out.
Oh, $30.
$30. You know, listen, why not? Come on, listen, I'll help you out.
That's good.
You know, gotta use my my influence here. Yeah. That's my bargaining chip right there. You know. Okay. I'll cut you a deal. For you, it's like $20. How about that, Gascon? Only $20.
You know what? And instead, what I'll do is I'll send it to you through Venmo, so that way you're not losing any commission from Cameo, right? How about that?
There you go. That's right. Yeah, because they do get a cut of that. That's right. So, all right. Let's see. Next up on Study and Survey, this 42% of Americans would like to return to their monthly habits, such as heading to concerts, movies, theaters, sporting events, but only about half of those who were surveyed who frequented restaurants and gyms would return anytime soon, according to this new survey out. So people want to go back to sporting events, theaters, movies, and concerts, but they do not want to go back to the gym or restaurants. I am fine going to restaurants. I would like to go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
In fact, here in California, where we do the show from, in L.A., everything's still closed up, the restaurants. But in Orange County, there are restaurants that are starting to open up. And my dad lives in Orange County, so I'm thinking about going down and seeing Pops and going and getting a nice meal in a restaurant.
Yeah, because a lot of them, too, in that area have the indoor-outdoor dining, which is always nice. But, I mean, we have the luxury here in Southern California. We get a lot of theaters and amphitheaters that have the indoor-outdoor environments, too. I think the Greek, the Hollywood Bowl that come to mind, of course, you think about people going to Stagecoach. You know, you go to all these events and these festivals that are outside. Of course, like you got the Great Western Forum and Staples Center, which are indoors. But yeah, it's a little bit different. Are you cautious about going to the gym, though? I mean,
it's not open. I can't go to the gym.
No,
I'm not going back to the gym. I'm done.
No? Okay.
And the reason I'm done is I saw a video that described what the new gym is going to be like. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm out. They're not getting my money. I got an exercise routine. I'll do that. And then, you know, go pound sand with a rubber mallet. Knock yourself out. I'm not going to bother. It's bull crap.
Yeah.
It's I guess we can say bullshit here. It's bullshit. See, when I say bull crap on the radio, I mean bullshit. But I can't say bullshit, so I can say bullshit here. But when I say bull crap, it's bullshit. So
it's fine.
Yeah. Well, you're going to go back to the gym, Gascon? You're going to run back? You see all the requirements that the only 30-minute workouts,
yes.
Not open 24 hours a day. The gym I go to was 24 hours a day, no longer 24 hours a day.
That's horrible because you got to check in, I think. You have to go on an app to check in, to go work out, and then, they
kick you out.
They kick you out, yeah.
I'm done.
I don't know if my gym does that yet. I work out at the UFC. Like certain gyms for the UFC are like the corporate ones. So they're massive because they do like showcase events with the UFC fighters. And then the other ones are ones that they bought, so they're smaller. They're just like a kickboxing studio or a boxing gym. I don't know what they're gonna do, but I do know that they do a great job of keeping things clean. But you just don't know if the fucking people are clean, right? Like you don't. Like the bathrooms, the saunas, like all that other shit.
No, people are dirty and disgusting, and it's just how people are. Yeah. People are always going to be like that.
Yeah.
The number one thing that Americans are spending their stimulus check on is, what do you think?
Me saying like video game apps. I would say.
Now think about this. Walk through this in your mind. What do you think people, the majority, the rank and file, what do you think they're doing?
I think it's alcohol.
You're going to go booze?
I'll go alcohol. I could say food.
You could say food. That is right. You could say food.
It goes along the same lines. Yeah, I'll go like food and alcohol.
No, they're spending it on bills. They're paying off bills. 30% of people said they use their stimulus checks to pay bills.
That's good.
It said another sign here that Americans are struggling to make ends meet, Gasca.
Yeah.
Because people spending their money to pay. What did you spend your stimulus check on, Gasca?
I spent it on, I actually invested it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stock, real estate,
stock,
what are you looking at?
Yeah,
little stock deal.
Yeah, it's a little stock. So
yeah,
there's a fan of your show, and he's a pilot. He might appreciate what I invested in. I'll just leave it at that.
Oh, did he give you a little tip there?
No, he didn't. But I just figure like with the way that the airline industries are right now, you know, what goes down must come up, and vice versa. So long term play.
Okay. So you're going the long game, the macro instead of the micro.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, if I had major debt, it would go absolutely to the debt. I think that's like number one is you don't want to be suffering because you got Uncle Sam or somebody else over you hawking at you for interest and whatnot. So, yeah, get rid of that debt. Don't be a slave to it.
All right. Let's see here. What do we have? We have one more in study and survey of this, and we'll get the pop quiz. According to a new survey, 2/3 of Americans said they flat out don't remember the last time they wore real pants. Does this include you, Gascon? When's the last time you wore real pants?
Actually, the last time I wore real pants was the day that we got put on quarantine. If I don't know if you remember this, but I was talking to you about booking a commercial.
And yeah, I remember that. Yeah. You were messing around with the schedule because you had a commercial you had to do.
Yeah, so like the commercial required me to be a sportscaster, and I had to go
full. Oh, that's a stretch. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're going to have to really work as an actor,
yeah.
As a thespian, to get to a sportscaster.
Yeah, so I had to go full suit and tie and whatnot, so that was the last time. No, No, I went full Commando though, so you could appreciate that. I know you're a big fan of Commando style, so it's, you know, right.
No, I'm a fan of Cameo, not Commando. You're confusing those two things. It's a bad job by you. All right, shame on you. Jeez. All right, pop quiz. Here we go, pop quiz. These are actual quiz questions, and I'm quizzing Gascon, but I'm really quizzing you as you listen to this while you do whatever the hell you do. I don't know what you do while you're listening to the podcast, but anyway, here it is.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
So 40% of us, Gascon, say they've had this nightmare since the pandemic started. What is it?
They've had a nightmare of dying, getting sick and dying in the hospital.
No. The nightmare, 40% of people claim they've had a nightmare of being chased.
Oh.
I guess that's some kind of loose correlation between, you know, the coronavirus.
Trying to avoid it, yes.
Chasing after you. You're being chased by the coronavirus.
That reminds me, did you download the new iPhone update?
You know, I have not, and the reason I have not is my phone will not allow me. You know how you usually go over there and you click... I'm going to go to it right now. Hold on a sec.
Yeah.
Do we have any music for this? I go to the general update, software update, click on that, and then it says you can install this update when your iPhone is finished restoring from the iCloud backup, but it never has. I have not been able to do it. I can't click the install now button.
Okay.
So I don't know what's going on. It's been like this for a couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, there's a new tracer on there.
Oh, really?
Yes. So there's a tracer on there. So you're fortunate that you have not done that yet. But there's, like, if you go into...
What are they tracing? What are they?
COVID-19 exposure.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. So, like, if you go into your iPhone, you go to privacy and then go to the tab, which is health. There's a icon on there which you could turn on or off for enabling it.
Hold on a second. I'm going to privacy. That's a blue hand.
Yes.
And then go down to health, you said?
Yes, the health icon. Right. So, like, you probably won't have it in there since you didn't download it, but there's a new COVID-19 exposure program on there which would log and trace you.
Is that right?
Yeah. So they say that it would be kept private, but...
Yeah.
You know.
Everything's private until it's not private.
Yes. It says...
What is your definition of private? Like, how many people have access to it?
Yeah. Or just the company itself. It actually says, when enabled, iPhone can exchange random IDs with other devices using Bluetooth. This enables an app to notify you if you may have been exposed to COVID-19. So basically, your phone is ratting somebody else out, or vice versa.
Wow.
Yeah. So
all right. Pop quiz here. According to a recent poll, 81% of Americans think members of this profession are honest. That makes it the most trusted group in the United States. What is it?
I would say medicine, doctors, nurses.
Yeah, well, not doctors, but nurses.
Okay.
81% trust the nurse.
Yeah.
Nurses do all the work, it seems. Not all of it, but I go to, like, when I go to the doctor, it's like, I feel like the nurses are doing everything, and then the doctor does like 10%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's what it feels like to me when I'm out at the doctor.
Yeah.
But they don't get paid as much, but they do so much work there.
Yeah, yeah, I can relate to that.
I don't know what you're talking about. No idea.
Right. Did you have, like, this reminds me, because you're always with nurses when you had your gallbladder removed, right? Like, the doctor barely came in to check up on
you? Yeah, like, the doctor would come in and say, all right, here's what we're going to do, but then the nurses were, yeah, it was mostly with nurses.
That's great. Big Ben Maller with the gown on and just on the road to recovery with a bunch of hot nurses.
I'm sure you enjoyed that. Yeah, they weren't hot, by the way. Anyway, all right, a new report says electronics were the number one thing left behind at hotels in the U.S. last year. What was number two?
Gosh, I was going to say, like, socks.
So you think socks?
Yeah.
All right. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. Stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals?
Yeah, like you bring kids on a vacation and the kids leave their stuffed animals behind, that kind of thing.
Oh, all right.
Why were you disappointed by that?
I thought it was something better. I mean, I always leave, like, socks or, like, boxers behind when I check out of hotels.
Well, you're a pig.
Oh, clean up after myself.
Soldiers from Massachusetts fighting in World War II made this food item popular, which is still popular today. What is it?
I think you... No.
No, I didn't do this one.
Hot dogs?
No. See, the hot dogs was the last one. This is chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, very nice.
The chocolate chip cookie was invented in Massachusetts. Toll House.
Oh.
Was a restaurant.
Was it really?
It was a restaurant in somewhere I think it was in Massachusetts. It was somewhere in the Northeast there in the New England states. And they were the first ones to come up with a chocolate chip cookie.
That's awesome.
Let's see. 33% of us have purchased one of these since the pandemic began. What is it? Guess, Gun. What is it?
30. I mean, it'll be a lot more than that. It can't be a mask, can it?
No. 33% of us have purchased a new subscription service like Hulu or Netflix or was it the Peacock? Is that what they're calling that NBC thing?
NBC Sports Network, ESPN Plus,
We rotate. We have a little system here. Like, you know, we might get HBO for a month and we'll drop it and we'll pick up something else. We always have Netflix and Hulu, but then the other one we rotate.
You guys don't rotate with family members?
Well, that would be illegal, Gascon. You should not do that. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe we do, maybe we don't.
Oh.
Who knows? A new survey says nearly 2 in 5 pet owners admit that they do this for their pet on a daily basis. What is it?
They walk them, or like they pick them up and walk them.
Like hold them like a child and walk them around, cuddle them and all that.
Yeah.
That is... incorrect, Gascon. You are incorrect. I'm sorry. You do not win the prize. The correct answer is they leave a radio on when they leave the house so the animal has something to enjoy, some nice audio content. Hopefully they leave the Ben Maller show on overnight or the podcast on. That would be great.
That'd be good. Put it on loop.
I know we'll leave a light on for Bella if we leave and we're going to be gone for kind of a nighttime thing.
Sure.
We'll leave a light on for the dog.
That's good.
I think dogs see all right in the darkness, though, don't they?
I think
they get pretty good vision.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, in a questionnaire, people were asked to choose one thing to be buried in a time capsule for 100 years. What would you bury in a time capsule for 100 years? What was the number one item people mentioned?
Fuck.
They did not mention fuck. It's not on the list.
First thought was like a driver's...
I don't know how you package that, but... Yeah.
First thought was maybe like a driver's license. But a picture.
Picture. All right. Picture. Reasonable. Why not? Put a picture in there. No. The correct answer, a Twinkie. Why would... Is this because the urban legend of Twinkie will last forever and has no...
Yeah. I guess so.
But shouldn't you put a jar of honey in? Because honey will last forever.
Yeah.
If it's sealed properly and kept properly, honey will never expire. If I opened a store, I'd open a honey shop. Because the biggest problem when you own a business is, especially in the food business, is stuff goes bad. You got to get rid of it. You got to sell it. If you don't sell it, it goes bad. You got to dump it.
Right.
So if you open a shop that only sells honey, the product never goes bad. Great.
That is a good call.
Thank you. This food-related word was first used over 1,000 years ago. What is it? It's a food dish that we eat today. Millions of people a day eat this.
Wow. Millions of years ago.
No, it was a thousand years ago, first used. 1,000 years.
Stew?
Yeah, that's not a bad guess. Pizza.
Oh, okay.
The phrase pizza was first used 1,000 years ago. All right, new survey asks Americans to name the spring cleaning chore they dread doing.
Dusting.
You think dusting? No, not dusting.
Cleaning the toilet paper, cleaning the toilet bowl.
Surprisingly not cleaning the toilet bowl. The correct answer, cleaning the windows.
Mm.
A lot of people don't even bother cleaning the windows, right? Like, who cares? You get blinds up and all that. It is said the first time this instrument was played in public was at Woodstock. What is it?
Jeez.
This is in your generation. You're a boomer.
Electric
Come
guitar.
On, boomer. Close. Air guitar.
Okay.
Joe Cocker, air guitar at Woodstock, supposedly. That's the legend. All right. So we used a phrase earlier just with pizza. It was first recorded 1,000 years ago. We go back even further in time. The first recorded mention of this profession was found in an ancient Egyptian tomb. This is a profession.
A carpenter.
Nope, not carpenter. The correct answer, dentist. Dennis, damn. Ancient Egyptian tomb. Imagine what early dental work must have been like. Oh, my God.
That would have been really
I was in Pennsylvania. I went to a Revolutionary War museum, and they had some of the devices used to treat people in the battlefield. Oh, my God.
Probably like looks like torture.
Oh, it does. It does. All right. They say, whoever they are, if you want these to last longer, you should keep them in the fridge. But it's not a food item.
Flowers.
No. Rubber bands.
What?
I've never heard that before. Have you heard that?
I've only heard it before. With batteries.
Oh, batteries? You keep them in there?
Yeah. Rubber bands? Really?
No, they say rubber bands.
Interesting.
I don't have any rubber bands to do. I can't really test that out. 35% of people admit they do this while watching television.
Play on their cell phone.
Nope. They yell at the television. They yell at it. Yeah.
That's a high percentage.
Well, you see something on the news you don't like. You're like, oh, that's bullshit. And you're like, oh, screw that or whatever. Do people talk back to the radio? Like when we're talking, do people say,
yes,
that's
for
really
sure.
stupid. Why did you say that? You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're an idiot. How dare you? How dare you question me, calling me an idiot? I'm going to call you an idiot.
Or if they're singing, that can be considered yelling, right? If they're singing while they're driving and listening to music.
Yeah, sure. All right. This popular game was first played about 80 years ago in a church basement. What is it?
Tic-tac-toe?
Tic-tac-toe. No. Scrabble.
Ah.
The game Scrabble was invented in the basement of a church.
Great game.
You big Scrabble guy? Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't played in a long time, though.
Scrabble. Your phone right now.
Scrabble, chess, checkers, yeah.
All right, last pop quiz. Here we go.
Okay.
If someone does this at work every day during their life, they will lose 190 days of productivity over their full lifetime. Someone does this at work every day, they will end up losing 190 days of productivity over their lifetime. More than half a year, right? Almost, yeah.
What is gossip?
That is a good guess, but that is incorrect.
Come on!
Calm down.
Sorry.
The correct answer, make a pot of coffee. You make a pot of coffee a day, and it adds up to 190 days of productivity that is lost.
Man.
Because you're making your coffee.
That's interesting. Because we, at our studios here, we have a pretty nice, coffee and espresso maker. Pours out.
Yeah, it's high end.
Yeah.
You put these little pockets in there, and it shoots out the stuff there, yeah.
I think it's everything. Coffee, you got coffee, espresso, and I think tea. And, it's pretty dynamite. So, that's a good one.
I got you. All right, there it is, pop quiz. And again, if you want to reach out to us and be part of the Big Bafo Sacco radio show, you can follow us on any of the social media channels at Ben Maller on Twitter, Facebook, Ben Maller Show, Instagram, Ben Maller on Fox, and on Cameo at just search my name. I think it's Ben Maller on there, but it should be that. Just type my name and you'll figure that out. And you want to email the show, realfifthhour@gmail.com, or my personal email address, which is benmallershow@gmail.com. And Gascon, how can people reach you?
Twitter is at David J. Gascon, and then on the gram IG, it's at Dave Gascon.
All right. Have a wonderful, glorious day. We'll have another podcast for you tomorrow.